Hi everyone, I am Jessica Kangura from Dr. Todd Woodward's lab, and today I will be presenting my research project exploring the analysis of brain networks evoked during a language processing task in schizophrenia patients. Previous research has evidenced that individuals with schizophrenia exhibit impairments in the functional brain networks associated with speech perception and internal thought, which is presumed to be linked to hallucinations. These impairments may influence the performance of schizophrenia patients while they participate in tasks that engage these specific networks. The present investigation aims to identify the brain networks evoked during a language processing task known as the thought generation task. During the thought generation task, participants were presented with a noun and its respective image, and they were asked to either listen to a definition or mentally generate a definition. Participants included healthy controls and schizophrenia patients. The obtained data was analyzed and 5 functional brain networks were retrieved. While no significant differences were observed between the groups, patterns emerged in 3 of the 5 extracted brain networks when averaged over the groups. Firstly, component 2 was classified as the focus on visual features network. This network displayed greater activity in both groups during the generating inner speech condition rather than the hearing external speech perception condition. This network peaked at 7 seconds post-stimulus time and is activated when visually inspecting the presented stimuli. Next, component 4 was classified as the cognitive evaluation network. This network also displayed greater activity in both groups during the generating condition rather than the hearing condition. However, this network peaked a little bit later, between 8 and 9 seconds post-stimulus time, and it is involved with reflecting on task performance. Lastly, component 5 was classified as the primary auditory network. This network displayed greater activity in both groups during the hearing condition than the generating condition, and just like the focus on visual features network, it also peaked at 7 seconds, and it is activated when listening to presented auditory stimuli. This set of results provides new information about the function of fMRI-detectable brain networks. Namely, we confirm that sensory-based networks, such as the focus on visual feature and auditory networks, peak early in the trial and are differentially sensitive to their respective sensory demands. Additionally, the internal thought-based network, such as the cognitive evaluation network, peak later in the trial and is thought to be involved in reflecting on performance by reviewing task instructions. The implications of these findings are that by comparing the functionality of task-evoked brain networks, it allows for greater understanding of the cognitive superprocesses that are detectable by fMRI. Thank you.